Some of the prayers we can say, we haven't said the prayers yet. We can start with that. Upamashravastamam Jyeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrimbandhu Tibhiseda Satanam Om Shri Mahaganapataye Namaha Sada Shivasamarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Pariyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitamrita Varshinim Bhagavatim Ashtadashadhyayinim Ambatvamanu Sandadhami Bhagavad Gita Bhavadveshini Sarvopanishado Gavaha Dugdha Gopalanandanaha Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat Iyam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutaha Stunvanti Divyaistavaihi Vedai Sangapadakramopanishadai Gayantiyam Samagaha Dhyanavasthita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyantiyam Yoginaha Yasyantam Navidusura Suraganaha Devaya Tasmai Namaha Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So, let's read the verse we were studying. It's number 19. So, Pada by Pada, we can chant it. Ya enam veti hantaram.
Ya enam veti hantaram.
Yashchainam manyate hatam.
Yashchainam manyate hatam.
Ubhau tau na vijanitaha
Ubhau tau na vijanitaha
Nayam hanti na hanyate
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
So you remember from the sensor grammar, Ubhau tau na vijanitaha, dual, right? Like Ramaha, Rama, Ramaha, so Rama, Ubhau, Tao, right? Saha, Tao, Te, like this. He who considers this Atma to be a killer, and he who considers Atma to be killed, both of them do not know. This Atma does not kill, nor is it killed. So as we said, the verb being used, Han, here, the verb to kill, for two reasons. Number one is, this is the action that's in front of him. He's a soldier, right? Like this. That's the first thing. If it was a different context, a different verb would be used. The main thing here, showing I'm not doing. I'm not the one who's doing, right? Like this. So that's one thing. And the second reason also is take it to the, both take to extreme, because something that is a universal law is there in extreme situations too? If it's not an extreme situation, it's not the essence of something. It's not there. You know, there's different sayings about friends, right? That only a friend in need is a friend indeed. When there's hard time, then it really tests, is the real person really friend or not? Is it really essentially friend? So, like this, and also because Atma doesn't die. Atma does not die. But most important thing here is saying Atma isn't the doer, not karta, and also not bhokta. Like this. This is the main thing. So last week we tackled our kartrutvam, our doership. We found that I'm not the doer. So at least we got that aside. Now, to know I'm not doer, if we know that, we've taken, you know, giant step in Vedanta, right? The Vamana avatar, he took three steps. Trivikrama, if we took that, we already took one or two big steps. If we know I'm not karta already, you know, I've covered a good portion, and that's because the whole crux of this identity is the individual is built on by being karta and bhokta, doer and enjoyer. If one of them is cut asunder, then the ego doesn't have too much left to stand on, like this. So in this way, this trivikrama, so the ego holds on to ideas. Atma takes over, then where is it to stand? That's why Bali had nowhere left to stand, because nowhere to be, because the ego needs to hold on to something. And actually the ego is a very tricky thing like this, because if something gets crumbled, it holds on to something else, like this. That I want to identify with something. So this thing is gone, but then something else. Or the ego is, I'm expert at something. I'm good at this. Now I get a little bit older, I'm not as good at it. Right? I used to be. And I keep my albums and everything, and pictures, and boast about, teach other people. Yeah, I can't do because I'm older, but I used to do like that. I remember actually, 1 year, must be 15 years ago or so, Hema Malini came here to US. Mm-hmm. And in some stadium here, she had a big performance, you know, huge production, everything. She was doing something like Mahishasura Mardini, something like this. So, you know, always when troops come, some special guests come in this. So the person who played Rama in Ramanan Sagar's Ramayana, the first epic they made like this long time ago, he came and gave a talk. He gave a monologue from Ramayana there. You know, then he was young, he must have been 25 years old or whatever, in that middle-aged. He didn't look very good. He didn't look like much energy or inspiration. Because he played Rama then, long time before. But after that, I don't think he probably got any big parts or anything. Because number one is probably, he already did, like Sita there, I heard, her career was finished because nobody will take her after she did Sita. He also didn't, they did, for whatever reasons, he didn't get any other big pieces in acting. So his big thing that he's standing is because he used to be, he played Rama back then, like this. So in this way, that the ego wants to hold on to something, if not this and something else. This is gone. You know, people, their kids leave, they go to college, now they're not raising them. But the picture's there, now this one's in medical school, now this one had wedding. They talk to them once a month, see them twice a year, but yeah, this is. So I need to hold on to something like this. So the ego, these are the cruxes, the main thing is, of course, body, mind, yes, but a doer and enjoyer, these are the two main things, because that's what I'm engaged in all the time. So, because also, if I'm not the one that does, then what? It doesn't seem possible. That's why, to really look into it, how many are going to really look into it? It's not obvious. It's very subtle. We're too busy, you know, with everything else, so we don't look into it like this. But it's like, if I want to go to the bottom of it, I have to go to the bottom. I can't just, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a nice idea. Now what? You know, now let me do this. Give me something to they go to. Give me something I can do. How do I solve this problem? Because more for the immediate things, not for the root cause like this. So last week we also talked about the koshas in order to show a little bit about this. So we said annamaya kosha, the physical body made out of food. Pranamaya, the energy physiology behind it. For any action to happen, you need the energy, you need the physical component, because for something to happen, some physical movement has to be there. Something. It's not just energy. Energy and matter, they're, you know, they have to work together. And then manomaya, there have to be thoughts. For, you know, the wind is blowing, leaves are moving, okay, maybe nobody has to think for that. But for a conscious being to do activity without thought, how the activity will happen, so there has to be thinking. And there has to be decision-making, the vijnana maya kosha, the intellect, has to be there. And ananda maya, we said this is the same as the karana sharira, right? We said the three middle ones, prana, mana, and vijnana, these ones are going to be in the sukshma sharira, like a, it's like an instrument with many, you have a toolkit with many tools, like many tools in there. And anandamaya is same as the karana sharira. And one reason called anandamaya, when I drop the other ones, like in deep sleep, oh, it's so blissful. So the reason it feels very blissful is I've removed so many layers, so the Atma itself will shine much less impeded. But it still is the reflection it's made of. And maya means a transformation of. So it's something, when you make out of something, you take and transform it. It's a golden statue, meaning somebody took a piece of gold and morphed it and made a form out of it. So it's made out of that. So here, maya made, so made of, you know, this. You look at ingredients of things. Like when I go to Costco, okay, there's some shoes there, okay, or somewhere. I see, what is it made of, ingredients? Nowadays I see it comes from China, it doesn't say, so I don't know. So I don't get it, because I don't want to get with leather. So then, it says made of, so okay, it's not made for leather, man-made material, okay, I'm happy, or the fake leather, okay, otherwise I say no thanks, like that. So made of. So in this way. So in any case, and we said that we have the senses, we call them organs, not just the five, but the 10 organs of action, karmendriyani, hands and legs, etc. And jnanendriyani, the organs of knowledge, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, like this. So all of those are going to, they'll be working here. You need the action will be some between pranamaya and manomaya in order to work. The of knowledge, vijnanamaya, manomaya, it has to be in there to work like this. So that's the subtle component. You need the subtle component, the gross component as well, like hardware and software. So now when I do something, in order to do something, you need the physical component to do. You need the energy. You need thought behind it for it to work. You need organs of action. All these are needed in this way. But you say, I am the doer means I'm identifying with the whole conglomerate of things. Which part of that are you? Right? If I can't, you know, like my guru, after he had a stroke, couldn't speak clearly. Let's say I can't speak. Right? Okay, the organ isn't working, but I'm still there. Am I now, when one part component isn't working, am I now 75% myself, or am I still completely myself? Still completely myself. So that action, you know, or, you know, some in any part of the component, something goes off that I can't do the action, I'm still myself. I'm not something else. I'm always one whole. Add them, remove them. Right? That's why there's a nice point. They say that if you take many zeros, don't matter how many of them you line up, the number is still zero. Without a one, it's still a zero. It'll always be zero. So at I, the consciousness, these are nothing. Remove them, I'm still that one, because I'm always one. So now in order to do something, you know, like you want a fulcrum to move something, you need an instrument and you need to be separate from the action. You can't lift yourself. You say, yes, I can, I grab the rope and I lift. Well, that's different. You're using an instrument and doing something, but, you know, you need the gravity, you need this, but you can't do it to yourself. You need to be separate from something. The rope is separate from you, gravity separate, then you can do. But just to yourself, you can't do. It's like if you're sitting on the sailboat, you can get a fan and blow into the sail, but it's not going to move because it's on the same feet. You need something outside for the movement of energy. So if I'm all pervading, what am I separate? If I'm not limited, he said, Atma is sarvagata, all pervading. What is it separate from? How can it do something? He says it's the unchanging. The moment you do an action means there's change. So when you do an action, everything's involved. The body's involved, energy, thought, the intellect, they're all involved. So there's some effect, because action has a reaction. If I was karta, the doer, then the effect, I would change, actually. There would be some change. And then now, I've done so many actions since I was a child, meaning I'd be somebody else, something different. There would be some changes, but I'm still the same one. Right? So how can I be doing them like this? So in this way we say Atma can't be karta, all these things, and the action, it's not just, I say I'm doing, but there's so many other things involved other than just these. You need the whole world. Can you walk without the earth? Go to space, try to walk. You need the earth. Can I talk without the air? Well, Vayu Devata. Not the air, nothing will come out because it needs the air pressure, movement of the air. So there's so many other things involved as well, that so many things have to be in place for an action to take place, and then I say, I'm doing. I'm identifying with something. Now, in order to see them nakarta, one has to really look closely, like in the laboratory, to take a step back. You can't just, if I'm too involved in something, I can't do it in an objective manner. I'll be subjective. Now, you take your kids to the soccer match, right? Can you objectively watch the game? Both sides, or all the kids same, and just watch and enjoy? Very difficult to do, right? Can you watch political debate? Political debate, and not in some country you don't know who they are, what they are, what it doesn't matter, but political debate here, or in India, if you're still involved in Indian politics like this, can you just watch and just listen closely both sides, like a judge, hear nicely, nice arguments, both sides and everything, and arbitrary, be like a judge, very difficult, right? I'm just imagining how difficult to be a judge. Because the judge has to really put themselves aside like this. Very not easy. They can't be perfect at it. How hard it is. Here, we see even here, look, Supreme Court, we know it's biased, right? And so you can't, so that's a special case also, but just, somebody really tries to be a good judge, not easy. Like that. So in this way, if I want to look at this, I have to step back and observe all of this, because I come as identifier, as doer, and now I want to get out, be free. Well, it says this is something I have to look at. I have to step back and look at how all the actions are taking place, that the actions are happening, it's not that I'm doing. I'm doing is just like the soccer game we said, just like the debate you watch. What happens is you get involved in. You're not a doer or anything, but you get involved in like you're doing part of it, right? Like this. So that one I can't step back and watch. How about myself that I identify more than anything else, meaning this whole body-mind complex, I identify with, and then I say, okay, now let me see that I'm not the one who's doing that. Well, it takes a little bit to step back and watch it, observe, being Sakshi, being the observer, and you'll see. And then if I step back and observe, then I get easier to see, where did all the, I say, well, I learned to do this. Well, where did the idea to come from? Did it come from me? It came from me. Well, we see it comes from parents, from society. You say, well, samskara, I don't know where it came from. Well, it was brought into, somebody has a desire to do something. Nobody around them really taught her this. They just got into, well, who knows? That samskara is in the past. It came in previous time. So all this, did I put together and it just came to my mind. Did you create your mind? It's like phone. Oh, just something came up. Well, let me install it and use it. I didn't know about this thing. Did you create that? No, it came up like this. So this came up in here. Did I create it? It's universe. It came from the universe. Otherwise, like the waves saying, you know, look how big, powerful I am. Where did it get its power from? Where did it come from? It came from, you know, from the ocean. It comes from the universe, from the Ishvara, from the whole universe, comes to me somehow. And then it'll go away too. And I'll still be the same one, like this. So one has to step back and observe, look, am I really one? Body is doing, mind is doing, intellect is doing, I'm observing it. I'm the same one while it's happening. I'm the same one before the action, same one during the action, same one after the action. Like this. So this is saying akarta. So nahanyati, right? Nahanti. He doesn't do the action. Nakhil doesn't do the action. The Atma. I, essentially, the essential I, not the, you know, the persona identification I have, but essentially me, I, the essential one, is not the one who's doing anything, not doing. So karta. Then we said also abhokta, not the enjoyer, like this. So what happens is to experience something, then whatever you experience another. You never experience yourself. You never see yourself, you never see your own eyes, as we said, right? You can see a reflection in the mirror, you can see a photo of yourself, but you can't see yourself you can't see your own eyes because it just doesn't work. The observer and observed are never going to be the same. It doesn't work. There's a text, Driktisha Viveka. Were you around when we studied that? Yeah. So the first verse there gives the main thesis. Then everything else explains that. It says, Rupam drishyam lochanam drik tadrishyam driktumanasa drishyadhivritaya sakshi drigeva nachudrishyate. So it shows how the chain of experiencership happens, of perception. It says, okay, I see you, right? So I see a form. So meaning the eyes see the form. Okay, the eyes see the form, so eyes are the observer. The form is observed. Okay, very good. But now, eyes meaning eyesight, vision, that's really what it is. It's the instrument, and the instrument doesn't do anything, it needs something behind it. Just eyes aren't enough, it needs something behind it to see. So, okay, how do I know the vision is there? What sees the vision? Right, because just a camera won't do. It needs something behind it. So it says, well, the mind has to be behind it. The mind is aware of the vision. So mind is the observer, and vision is the observed. Okay, very good. So mind now is the observer. But now, can the mind be the observer? Well, the mind is the observer, right? But how do I know the mind is there? Because I'm aware of the mind. So I'm sakshi, I'm aware of the mind. Okay, so I'm aware of the mind. So ultimate observer, sakshi, I'm aware of the thoughts of the mind. Okay, it says dirigeva na tu dirishyate, but this one, sakshi, you can't become observed because you aren't observable. Only you observe, you're the subject. So all of these, let's say up to here at least, we can say now for sure, because manomaya and vijnanamaya are mind, their thoughts also. All these, sakshi isn't them. I'm the one who's observing that. Okay, so I'm not those. Now when we say to be a bhokta in experience or enjoyer, then any experience is going to come and go. First of all, no experience is constantly there. And secondly, also, every experience has gradations. So when I'm happy, when there's joy, this is one nice thing to see. When there's joy at that moment, where's the individual? Individual got a break. That's why we like joy, because I'm free from myself. So we say it reflects in anandamaya, because I forget the rest. Very quickly I grab onto it, I want to hold on to it. The ego wants to hold on to that, and what happens? Like Sri Krishna, right, that the gopis can't grab him. They danced it with them, enjoyed. But then, the moment they hit my Krishna, then gone. They can't find him. Disappears. So same way, I try to hold on to it. That's why it slips away, because I want to have my joy. There is joy, but when it's my joy, then it will be very short-lived. because the ego, the idea, identifies something limited, and then it's going to. So dukkham, any sorrow in this, I have to be identifying with these guys, you know, especially the mind, the intellect is the one who's. But sukham, the joy, then joy is also in gradations. The experiential joy. So the example they give is like this. You know, you go back to visit, you know, she likes to go to India, stays with her mom, right? She's going to go to stay with her mom now. She's going to visit for a few weeks. So when going, she thinks of mom's food. Thinking of it, already there is, you know, priya, a good feeling, oh, I'm going to have my mom's cooking, right? Like this. There are people I know live with their mom their whole life, so their mom's cooking whole life, and interesting like this. But in any case, then you get there and the mom is making something. Oh, I'm making this dish you really like. So then, even more joy, because now it's not just imagine. I think about it, but I know it's there. I can smell it. I can see she's making this. So we say priya and is thinking about it and moda that I'm already experiencing, knowing it's there. Then she serves lovingly to you, and you eat it all. Then even more joy, pramoda, right? It's priya, moda, pramoda, the three levels of thinking about, actually having it there, and then actually experiencing. So these are pointed out to say that the experiential joy is in gradations. So anandamaya means there will be some gradation of the joy. The fact that it's gradation means that it's, you know, it changes. And are there gradations in I am. I am, now it's 50%, I am now it's 70%, now it went down to 30%, now it's 90%. I am, that's it. There's no partial I am and that's it. There's no partial I am, partial like this. So that's why the experiential joy also can't be me, because if it is, I'll be a gradation. I'm not a gradation. You know, all the things, all the things I can do or know or this are gradations, but this no gradation. So then how can Atma be, for Atma to be in joy, it has to separate, and the experience itself is gradation, everything. And what happens, so we say no, within the light of awareness that I am, things appear, and things go away. Like that, like within the light of the sun, things come and go, but the light of the sun, is it touched by it? The sun's not affected by it at all. The sun remains the same, untouched by it. So within the light of awareness, things appear, and things go away, but the light of awareness that I am remains the same, it's untouched by it. This is what it says, why I'm abhokta, not the enjoyer. So what happens then is, the enjoyership then, whatever I experience, it's karma phala. The fruit of previous karma, it'll come around. So the karta will be the bhokta, will receive the result of the action, like this. Now, since karta receives that, so any part of those chains are broken, then it helps to very unravel this, whether karta or bhokta. Karma yoga gets in more into that also. So meaning my karma pala, the karma pala is in mine. I'm doing right now, I prarabdha karma this lifetime. Right? Is that mine? I'm not karata bhokta, so that's the prarabdha karma is accumulated from past, how can it be mine? And the sanchita, the whole karmas that I've accumulated for so many lifetimes, can that be mine? You know? How's it mine? I'm, you know, akarta bhokta, it's not bhokta, not mine. The agami, what's now, I'm doing actions now, there'll be some result from it afterwards. Can that be mine? Also not. So from this is punya and papa karma. There's, you know, I get merit or merit I get, and I get the negative results from the more negative actions like this. Those can't be mine either. Because if it's mine, then I have to own it, I have to be separate, I have to enjoy it in this, so they don't belong. They belong to the jiva, this entity that I take myself to be. Like in the dream, your dream individual that you identify with, your dream avatar, you're an avatar in the dream, right? But you forget that. Your dream avatar goes through so many things. But really speaking, it won a big award when you wake up. Are you going to enjoy the fruit, that award? No. Gets in big trouble. You wake up, will you be in that trouble? Also no. So you identify with that role, and then that whole thing seems yours. If you don't identify with the role, then how is it yours? What is it? So of course we try to hold on to it, but one of the why it's called palam is the fruit. You know, you buy it, or you pick it from the tree, you put it down on the dish, and then you forget it on the side, you leave on the side, you forget, you come a week later, and then it's right, disintegrating. So the moment it's there, it starts to go away. So any karma pala there, very quickly, right? You know, your kids were very little. How fast could you hold on to that? Right? My father, you know, he's already passed away, but he, you know, we're already all adults, close, middle age this, but remembers, his mind remembers his children, because that's the mind holds on to that idea, right? So can you hold on to any of these things? We can't. We can't everything just. And then we get older, the memory will start fading too. You can't hold on to the kids, as little kids either, anymore also. So the karma pala just, so, but I'm still the same one there. So I identify with them, and I hold on to this idea of myself. One Swamiji likes to say, our virtual self. We hold on to the virtual one. We take it as the real one. That's the problem. And one thing this does is, when he says nahanti, nahanyate, then say, look, in order to get to where, I think in order to get to where I'm trying to get to Purnam, to get to my fullness, I need to go do something, and I need to experience something in this. But this says, you know, relax, put that aside. You are that, you don't need to do or to get to something, you'll never get to. Can you get to yourself? You can't get to yourself. You are yourself. Just a matter of understanding. So all the other things, yoga, karma yoga, and bhakti, and whatever else, okay, they help to purify the mind. That's what it's good for. So then it's easier for me to see it. Because otherwise I'm too caught up in negativities and problems and worries. It's hard to look into it. So that's in order, you know, if I do everything offered to the God, okay, now I feel, now it frees me, now I'm not as much worried about things, now I can look into it. Right? My mind's running around so much, I learn how to just focus, be present now. Then okay, then it thins out the mind a little bit, the mind is clear, easy to look into this, like that. So that's what it's worth, but then I have to look into it. The preparation helped, very helpful, but then the essence I have to look into. You know, Jnana Yoga, like this, looking into what I am in essence, like that. So this is why, you know, so that's why the whole fever that I need to do, so I need to do it correctly. I don't do the puja I did, result didn't come, I must have not done it correctly. Something like this, where, yeah, some results could come from it. That's for earlier stages, you tell the kids in school, study well and we'll take you to Disneyland. So there's some like this. So early ritual you'll do and you'll get this great result. Yeah, you might, the result can come, there's nobody's saying it won't come, but that'll also come and go. But then when the kids get a little older, they understand, they're studying because they want to really understand. So then it's not for, they don't need the reward. So I know I'm doing the puja, so helping to expand my mind more subtle, for, so that, not for some result, for just for purification, so then I can, you know, be more peacefully, more clearly, that's it. So then I'm not doing it with some big expectation. Okay, I did this a little wrong, okay, you know. Say sorry to the guy, okay, I'm sorry, I'm doing my best, thank you, and you offer, and done, right? What's the big deal? You know. So then there's the fervor I have, if I didn't do right, if I didn't do it the right time, oh my God, like this. It's okay. Still, we have to do the best we can. But then, so then it takes away so much of this worry. I need to get to something. I need to understand. I need to experience something that will free us from that, like this, because that's not what's going to. And if you see, do you see Mahatmas all worried if they're doing puja correctly? If they accidentally did something wrong to somebody, they're all worried? No. Okay. They'll do something like that, you know, okay. I the other day said, I'm really sorry, finished. They're not. They'll drop. Or they don't have the opportunity to do this, they say, okay, what to do? Clumsy mind doesn't know, okay, silly, what can I do? And move on. That's what we see, why the worry not there. They understand that you don't have to do or experience something to that. I put them aside, then it frees so much I can look into it. in this way. So elsewhere he says to fight vigatat jvaraha, putting aside the fever. There's a fever in the mind, I'm always worried. Well, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing wrong? Well, like this. We do the best we can, offer and done. Then you can do it clear and easier, like this. So this helps like this to free us from this soul anxiety, so much anxiety also. Just a little bit of this helps to really help to free from so much. So, let's move on from there. So number 20. Najayate mriyate vakada chitta.
Najayate mriyate vakada chitta.
Nayam bhutva bhavitava nabhuyaha.
Nayam bhutva bhavitava nabhuyaha.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah.
Nahanyate hanyamanate sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamanate sharire.
Yes. Usually you'll see when chanted, Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah. This Visarga, right? Nityaha. Usually when chanted, that depends on what's the letter after it.
After, yeah.
Yeah. So you will hear some people say Nityaha Shashvatoyam Puranaha, but most of the time, at least how I learned, it was Nitya Shashvatoyam, like Shanti, 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 becomes, if it's before sibilant, before Shashvatoyam, becomes the same as that. No big deal, because we're not worrying about the chanting as much now. So jo nitya shashvato yam purana. It would be also correct to write it nitya shashvato, but no worry. This atma is neither born at any time, nor does it die. It will neither come to existence, nor will it disappear again. It is birthless, deathless, decayless, and growthless. It is not affected when the body is affected. So now that I'm not the karta bhokta, I'm not the instrument. There's the instrument. I'm not that one. And the main instrument here, pointing out here, is about the physical body. And the rest, you know, focusing on that one. Of course, they say not body and mind, whole complex. But, you know, if I just look at the body, easier, the mind actually is much, I'm in all the time. So first, easier, just take on the body than the mind as well. That I'm not body or mind. Like this. This is one thing in a lot of times in Shivananda centers like to chant, I am not the body is not me, I am not like this. We sing it, but really to look into, one has to really look into it closely, because easy to say like this, but then harder to really look into, really look closely in this way. So, like also, a lot of politicians speak things, what do they really do about that, right? They stand up for that. Two that I know the most just stood up for those things, aren't us besides Bernie Sanders, sticks to his thing like this. Doesn't care. So he pulls things in that direction. Mr. Trump, he also, he said things and he did that thing too. That's one thing, stood by his word. So it's true. You know, that is it. Everybody will have qualities that we can learn from that are this way and that way, but that is a quality. You say something, you do it that way. So he said he'll do these things, he went that direction too. But in any case, so here, disidentification with body. So what happens is, The body has a certain, it's always changing, certain modifications. So when the body is described in order from this perspective of the constant change, then it's looked at it like the main changes it goes through, Shadvikara, six changes. So first of all, asti. Asti means it, you know, before even being born, has to be conceived, has to have some sort of subtle thing where it's going to come from. Like an example you can have is, you know, some project is going to happen. You know, somebody thought of an idea and later became a smartphone, right? It was first iPhone, I think, was the first one that came. So it was first of all in Steve Jobs' mind, the idea, right? So it was conceived, it was subtle, still something subtle. Later, and design is subtle, later, okay, we're going to start building it. The whole idea starts getting to motion, so it becomes born like this. So the whole thing first, the whole, anything before it comes into physical has to have some subtle thing for it to come together into being like this. So that's asti, the conceived. Then jayate, body is born, right? Any physical object that exists was born, meaning at some point in time it came together from where, from other, it came together, meaning really, it's like Legos, right? You have kids with Legos. They put something together, so is some pieces now a little different. Like this, but a little more complex. Okay, got a little mixed with some things. You know, somebody painted, they mixed the colors, so there is some mixture, but it's, was there anything new there? Nothing is new, it's just things that are there get mixed together, like this. Okay, but born, so the thing is actually born. Then, next thing with the body is vardhate, it grows, right? The child's small, is eating, annamaya, gets more and more food in, and this and grows, so that's next. Then, vardhate viparinamate, then it also goes through metamorphosis, right? Through change, the puberty becomes adult and changes also, like this. And those all bodies, all animals will be like this, right? All living beings. Then, till then we're fine, and then we try to maintain, do everything to maintain the body, the health and everything. No matter how hard we try, apakshiyate, eventually it'll start declining. Try what you may, but eventually it will decline. It's interesting how they, when they study the cells, the DNA, it has something, they say, programmed in there after some time to slowly decline. So some ideas of scientists, if they can tweak that so that it won't be programmed to decline. Interesting. You know, let them try. It's like the Hiranyakashipu. Let me cheat the creator, get a boon that I can't be killed during the day or during the night. I can't be killed inside or outside, not by man or beast. All this we know from the story of Prahlad. So, okay, maybe they can tweak things and life can be a little longer, maybe this, but the creator won't be. You know, nature will continue. So like, people live longer now, so there's more cancer and things to make sure something has to be there. So they'll tweak this and maybe people live 200 years, whatever, but then something, you know, won't be able to live for. Whatever, just some thoughts. But the main thing is, this is a natural thing for the body. By nature, declines, and then vinashyati, then it also, you know, eventually also has to die, go back to where it came from. Everything that came goes back to the recycling, you know. Here we separate, right? Put the paper. Here we don't have to separate, but some places you put the plastic here, and the glass here, and the paper here, you know, sort it and give back. So the five elements, the vayu goes back to its, and the prithivi, the, everything goes back, the prana goes back to universal prana, goes back to its source, as to like this. So just like it created, we say born, meaning it brought together from some things in the world put together, and then it goes back, you know. It's very good to look at it like this, like the wave comes and goes. The body's like that. It comes and then it goes, you know, that's how it is. How much, doesn't mean we don't take care of it. You know, we should, it's, you know, somebody gave us a very good instrument, lent it to us, I should take good care of it. But afterward, you know, I should also know when it's time, it'll be taken back. So, so in any case, so this is the body is changing like this. changes. We say the body goes through these changes, but the Atma doesn't. If the Atma went through the change, the Atma would be changing all the time. The Atma would be limited. The body, you know, no matter what great concept somebody has in somebody's mind, it's limited. The concept will always be limited. No matter how great, it still is a limited idea. The moment it's in the mind, means it's limited. No matter what it is. The greatest idea of all, this, limited. Limited in time and space and capacity, no matter what. You can't not have it like that. So the body then will be limited, changing, impermanent, like this. But then Atma, how can the Atma be that? So that's why he says when the body dies, then the Atma doesn't, or the Atma would also be limited in time, in space, and all this. So na jayate, it's not born, the second of the vikaras, right? Not jayate, namriyate, and it doesn't die, right? Va or kadachit, at any time. It's not that, yes, Atma wasn't born now, but a long time ago, thousands of lifetimes ago, the Creator created my Atma, so then I started. It doesn't happen like that, because Atma never, it's never that it starts. It's kind of like, if you take your dream cycle, you're in dreaming, you have one dream, and then that dream dissipates, you have a little deep sleep, and another dream comes. Other adventure, right? Dissipates like this, keeps going on and on. When you wake up from that, when were you the individual? Let's say it's like many reincarnations, the dream. When were you created in the dream? Created in the dream. What do you mean? It was just a dream. What do you mean when I was created? Never began, never ended. The first dream. Well, first dream, I don't know what was the first dream. It's just a dream. What do you mean? So same way here, it just seems to be. I seem to be, if the individual is not a real thing, the limited individual, how can the first one have been there? What first one? It never was. The moment I say it's a mistake, what do you mean? That's why the jnani, will say, was never be born again. They know they never were born, because if you're born, you die. The body will die, right? Swami Shivanandji, you know, we say as the physical, we say Ma Samadhi, because we say no, he's jnani. But we say, but physically, the person, Swami Shivananda died. Swami Vishwanandaji died. Ramana Maharshi, Jesus, everybody, the Buddha, everybody died, physically died. Like this. So, yes, the body will have death, but they know, the jnani knows, I'm not this body. It's, the body will go, but me, I'm not going to die, right? Like this. With Swami Ram Surapanandaji, first time he went to Australia, then later he talked to us, he was laughing, he said, I got to Australia, and with their accent there, they say, did you come to die? I said, no, I didn't come here to die, I came here to live, because how they speak. Like that. So in any case, najayate mriyate kadachit, never at any time, not to think, because actually the dream thing I was pointing out, the dream time is just an idea of time, it's not real time. It's just an idea of time. What you are, you're beyond the dream time. Because the dream time is imaginary time, like this. Now, I, the awareful being, is there any moment when it's not there? It's always there. No matter any time, any place, if you say any lifetime, people remember lifetimes, they say any lifetime, still I, awareful being, always there. And I, as awareness, is always this present moment. Because if I think of past or future, still, it's this present moment. So that means that has nothing to do with time. So nothing to do with time, that's why no point, because timeless doesn't mean a long time. It means not within the realm of time. Out of the box. Out of the box of time. Because if it's with long, long time, people think of eternal as long time. But it's not long time, it's nothing to do with time. Not within that domain. That domain is apparent. And one thing to say about apparent is, when, in order to have time, the mind has to be there. Deep sleep, the mind isn't there. Where is time? Time has gone to sleep, right? Only when the mind comes back is there time, dream time and waking time. But in deep sleep, there's no time. So when mind isn't there, there's no time. You need movement. You need movement, change. And for to conceive of movement, change, you need mind. Without mind, there's no time for us. So I, as the awareful being, nothing to do with time, like this. Whatever is there, it's there all the time, at any time, like this. So that's why it says that no time whatsoever. You can't, Atma can't start, end. It has nothing to do with time, like this. So now born dead, nayam bhutva bhavita nacha bhuyahai, past, present, future. It's not going to come into being, it's not going to stop. At any point in time, it'll be there, right? It'll neither come to existence nor will disappear again. Because something that doesn't start, how can it end? That's actually not completely true. There's one thing that never starts but comes to an end. Look, your whole dream world, within the dream world, within the dream world, it seems like it never started. When you wake up, then it ended. We say the same way, Maya. Seems to have never started, but from outside of it, then we say it ends, similar to the dream. But that's an apparent thing. But Atma, you can't say start, end. You can't put it on that. It doesn't fit in that box. Ajaha, unborn. The Nityaha, right? Eternal, doesn't die. Shashwataha. Shashwataha, it's never something that never declines in this way. So that's why apakshaya, it doesn't apakshiyate, it doesn't decline. Body declines, I'm still there, same one. So shashwata doesn't. Ayam, this one, puranaha, ancient. So ancient also will mean here that it doesn't grow because it was always there, same, always there, you know, like nice example they give, and he'll use that the term is from the Gita, is kutastha. Kuta is the anvil. So somebody's a goldsmith, and then they heat up the metal there, right? They beat it like this. You don't see it so much nowadays. We saw it near Santa Cruz, this one place where they have this old train. And there they have, like, it used to be 150 years ago, whatever, they have, like, the print shop and this, they have somebody making things in the anvil like this, like goldsmith, you know. You don't see so much nowadays, but... So that anvil, they beat and beat, but it stays the same, right? Everything changes on it. And the father, grandfather, great-grandfather, they had that same anvil sitting there, same thing like this, right? Same one passed on, and all this change happened, but that doesn't. So that one isn't becoming more, isn't becoming less, it's staying the same, like this. So it's old, meaning it's always the same. It's not that it is, you know, like an old person, that now I'm getting older, you know, great-grandfather, so now much older, and, you know, need a cane and this, but meaning ancient, but still, always, you know, same as it was back then, so it's not growing, not like this, so it doesn't have the growth, in this way. And so, because something, if something grows, it means something new is coming about. Ancient, that's how it is. Yeah. Whole idea, tradition, that's why. This is how we did it. Okay, so this is ancient, same way. Some flexibility is needed, you know, some flexibility of mind. You can't keep things always identical, same way. Like, this is how we always made the murti and we put in the river. Very good. But now, older times, they use natural colors. Now they use chemical colors. Hey, if you're using chemical colors, you change this, you better not put the murti in the river because the chemicals will go in the river, right? And then, okay, they put some chemical painted, but then 100 people put in the river. Now 10,000 are doing it. 10,000 murtis, you're in bed. So, you know. So ancient, old, we keep tradition, we keep the same, we have to be flexible about it too. Because can you raise your kids like your parents raised you? You can do similar, you can't do exact same. Times change, places change. But so in any case, that's just a bit of an aside, but the newness comes. Growth means something new is happening. There's no ancient, same. So in this way, nobody conceived, not that the Creator conceived the Atma that will come into being, thought of it, it's going to be a great idea. not that it, born, you say, and you say, I have birth certificate, my parents told me they saw I was born. Say, they saw the body was born, but you, the consciousness, did they see you, the conscious being? No, they saw body in this. So, this, and then grows, and then changes, and then, you know, declines, and then goes away. But Atma, untouched by these modifications, like this, untouched. So this is what's saying here, I'm not the body. Why? Because of this. And I'm the one who's aware of the body. Just like I see your body, I feel this body, right? I'm aware of it. So because I'm aware of it, does that mean it's me? Because I identify with it, because everybody else identifies, then I identify too. But just because everybody else identifies, everybody gets caught up in certain silly things. And do I have to do that? Swami Paramananda told us, where he grew up, he said his village is, I don't know, just a few houses, literally nothing in the middle of nowhere in Odisha. But you know, there are always some other villages, something around. So as there are in many villages, in especially more remote in India, there's some ghosts and some things. So there's some tree and there's a ghost there. So if you go there midnight, whoever goes there is going to die. That's what their belief is, like this. Very common there, superstition in different places. So nobody goes there at night, stays there at night. So he goes there at night as a kid, 12, whatever, teenager. Okay, if you're a ghost, if you're here, come out, show yourself, like this. Just because everybody believed the ghost is there doesn't mean he's just going to take it face value and believe it, right? So everybody takes on this body just because they didn't look into it. People didn't look into the ghost. There's generations they're saying, so they accept it. And people tell stories. And then somebody happens to be traveling later on, so they're so scared and they're sure they saw something because of all that's fed into the mind. So we take this because everybody takes and identifies with it, right? The Mahatmas all say, no, you're not the body. No, 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 but that's the Mahatmas. It's for them, not for me. We think like this. Why? So we have to look into it like this, and because I feel it, I feel the body. I mean, I'm aware of it. Okay, I'm aware of it. Does that mean I'm the body? You know, it's like I'm the shirt, right? You know? Somebody says, oh, you very beautiful shirt, very beautiful earrings. Oh, thank you. What does that have to do with me? But, oh, you're very pretty, you're very handsome. Oh, you look very young. What has to do with me? That the creator? It's the creator's problem, not mine, right? That you thank the creator. And it's like, I'll take it's me. Oh, thank you very much. Then 10 years later, what happened to you? You're looking old. This, like my wife, she gets now these spots, and that she's tried everything, doesn't go away. She personally doesn't care, but because she performs in so many people, then anybody sees, oh, Jyotiapa, what happened? Like this. So people won't bother. She wants to cover her, get rid of it like this, because this. But then, you know, but then it's, so in any case, so what has to do? Somebody else did it. So like this. So this is what pointing out here. Not obvious. I take myself as this. But just because I take myself as it, why? Just on face value without really looking into it. That's what's saying. So vichara, really look into, how can I be that one? How come? I've decided without really investigating. So say if we investigate in this way, we'll say I can't be because I'm constantly there. I'm constantly same and the body is always changing, never the same. So how can I be that one? I'm the observer, it's the observed. Like this. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Mm-hmm.